Transcendental cruise. I'm already getting so many devotees writing to me. Those who participated, they're writing to me saying how much they're missing the cruise. And those who did not participate, they're writing to me saying how much they would have wanted to join the cruise. I'm very happy that it turned out to be such a successful event. Actually, when we embarked on this project, we did not even know what to expect because it was being conducted for the first time, and also the whole situation was rather mundane, and not only mundane, it was very alluring, very mike, very like the devotees were concerned at first when we went there, that there were so many materialistic temptations, like it's like a five-star hotel, you know, like with all kinds of mundane temptations. Like there was, you know, bars, there were casinos, there were discotheques, and but when we started the cruise, we could see that devotees are not at all affected by all that allurement. They are there, but they are not at all impressed by them or affected by them. Like, and I was thinking that it was something like, the Prabhupada used to give the example of a devotee being like a lotus, that it is in the water, but it doesn't touch the water. And not only that, the devotees actually spiritualize the atmosphere of the cruise. Although by number we are only a fraction of them. Like the total number, the total capacity of the cruise was 1700. But the number of devotees were only 230. So it was about 1/7 of the total number of devotees, total number of passengers. But because of the presence of the devotees there, even the other passengers started to become spiritualized. Like when we had our programs, many people would come and watch, some even participate, and they all knew that we were devotees and we were there, and they had a very, very reverential and respectful attitude towards our devotees. And for the devotees, it was an inconceivable arrangement, like to have so many senior devotees is very, very rare, and to be there with them for 7 days, 8 days at a stretch was, for many of the devotees, it was rather inconceivable. To give an example, like Radhanath Maharaj takes his jathas in the holy places in India, sometimes Mayapur, sometimes Vrindavan, sometimes South India. And he has about 5,000-6,000 devotees participate in those jathas. And that also, they're not living together, all of them. And Maharaj's association they get only during the classes and kirtans. But here the devotees were getting the association of Radhanath Maharaj, Sachinanand Maharaj, Chandramani Maharaj, Malati Mataji, Yadudai Prabhu. Like it was an inconceivable association of saintly personalities. And then when you went to different ports, Like those are the places where they never seen devotees before, and most of those places were actually touristic, important touristic places. And Santiago de Compostela is considered to be one of the three most prominent holy places for the Christians, the places of pilgrimage for the Christians. And there we were. And the city authorities came to greet us. And they took us to the cathedral of Santiago de Compostela. And we had a wonderful Harinam there. Like wherever we went, like people were completely enamored by our Harinam. Like 250-300 devotees, like from the ship there were about 200 devotees, and local devotees, like in Compostela, it was organized by some devotees from Spain, mainly by Vinod Bihari and Jadunandan Maharaj, and they came with a group of devotees. They also joined, and we went around in a Harinam. We had Harinam for about 3 hours. And it was such a wonderful event. Then we went to La Rochelle, and there also we had a wonderful Harinam. A lot of French devotees came from New Mayapur and Paris and joined us. Amsterdam Harinam was a grand Harinam. They were telling that they never had such a Harinam in the history of Europe. There were 300 devotees. And the day before we were there, there was a Rathajatra in Amsterdam. And so many devotees were already there. Lokmahi Valens, Loknath Maharaj was there, Kadambakanana Maharaj was there, Brahmanya Prabhu was there. So all these wonderful devotees were there. And local about 100 devotees came. So total we had about 300 devotees. And they had such a grand Harinam. In this way we can see that most probably this will be one of the most effective way to preach. We don't have to have our temples there. We can just go there in our ship, go to the cities, go to the ports, and have our Harinam preach to the people. Sometimes we can even, if possible in future, probably we'll try to have our tents and our show. Sometimes we can even conduct mini Rathajatras there. And in this way, we can preach Krishna consciousness. And so many people are becoming interested just by seeing this wonderful festival that we organize, just through Harinam. Just chanting in such a nice way and dancing with the chanting of the holy name simply creates a transcendental atmosphere immediately. And people can see it's the most festive occasion. We don't have to do anything, simply chant and dance. And they also come forward. And so I noticed some people, we unfortunately did not have the printout of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but just by hearing the Maha Mantra, they were trying to imitate and chanting. And many of them started to dance. Especially our devotees, when they saw somebody's interested, they would just drag him into the group and make them dance, and others would come forward and join them. And in some occasions when Raghunath Maharaj and Sachinandana Maharaj were dancing together, it was so beautiful. It looked like this Gaur Nitai were dancing. So we had a wonderful time, and I can understand when you say that you are missing those days that you spent in the cruise. And those of you who did not come, to those who could not attend the cruise this time, please come in the future. We will try to organize a cruise in the near future. Thank you again once. Haribo. very preeminently. Hari Hari. Namam Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine. Mevishesha Shunyavadi Padaya.